The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the morning of the 28th of January as we welcome you to our show, Free Fire Radio, here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Linda's on assignment today. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, 7:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
National Day?
I was just looking. There's National Pop Art Day.
Oh, okay. On this day in 1986, Challenger exploded after launch. 1986. Wow. You know, a lot of us were watching it when that happened. Yeah, it's, turn on the other mic. And Dr. Paul Danuka is with us here today.
Good
and
morning.
We got him for a quick period of time because you've got to go. Actually, you have a job.
But I remember that Challenger just as like yesterday.
Yeah, you know, and it was like
sad.
Nobody believed it in the, when it first happened. I mean, you're watching it and you're going, did that thing just blow up? It did. Anyway, today, it rained last night and it's kind of still wet out there today. It's not raining. It's cloudy through mid-morning, gradual clearing with a high of 58 today. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Friday, partly sunny. Saturday, partly sunny. Sunday, a chance of rain. And Monday, mostly sunny. And Tuesday, sunny. And the temperature's going to be running in the low to mid-60s during the day, and at night as low as the high 30s to low 40s. For the next few days. So it's not going to be perfect weather, but no rain again until Sunday, it looks like. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, out of Anderson, family-owned, locally-owned business, locally-run business, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Dr. Paul Danuka, the Vice Mayor of Reading, and I invited him on to talk about the Civic because I'm hearing two different things from the City Council. One of it is how much it's going to cost to, if the Civic is shut down, how much it's going to cost a year just to maintain it. And the other is, how it can be, can it be saved? So, and we've only got him for 30 minutes today because he's got appointments today. You know, people laying on the, anybody on the table right now and they're just kind of waiting for you and they're all, they're all kind of talking to each other.
Just outside the room.
Just outside the room. Okay. Got it. So what's the story on the Civic, Paul?
Well, thank you so much for having me call.
Well, it's getting different things. People are getting a little antsy about this.
Yeah, I mean, I must say that I am a big supporter of art and culture in our city because that mm-hmm. makes the soul of our city. That kind of creates the environment where people want to come and live here and stay here and visit here. And that has a lot of benefits. In addition to being a soul of the city, it also brings a lot of economic benefit in terms of tourism, TOT dollars, and sales tax.
Sure.
So,
$several billion. It's not an insignificant sum.
Right, right. And I want to go into that a little bit. So it's very important for us to have a cultural center in our city. Every city needs it. And most of these centers, unfortunately, in today's times, are not profitable. Because, you know, the landscape has changed, concert business has changed, 90%+ of concert business is with Live Nation. Mm-hmm. And they're focused more on the big cities, not on the small cities. So it's very difficult.
And they control a lot of the acts that come through here.
Exactly. You're right. And I'm not an expert in those, that kind of business, but what I'm hearing is that it's not easy to compete in that arena today. And for us, for a small town, we have to make a decision. Do we want to keep it or shut it down? I want to keep it. I do not want it to shut down. So what...
Who wants to shut it down?
I do not want to shut it down.
I know you don't.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, the alternative is to shut it
yes,
down.
Yes, right. Okay. So what the current nonprofit organization, Advanced Reading, which is, by the way, it's not controlled by the city. City leases it to them, and city has really worked with them closely to make them stay, help them continue be in the business.
Mm-hmm.
So they say that they need 1.4 million or so per year for operation, 1.4 to 1.5, something like that per year to just for the operations part, not for bringing the cost. So that business is separate, but just for the operations and maintenance and upkeep of the place. That's what they say. And they are short by that. They're asking for that support. 6 months ago or four or five months ago or so, city gave them $650,000 approximately, I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, four council members voted to give that money. I held off because I, as a fiscal conservative, I wanted them to come up with a plan which is going to be sustainable over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing I had asked at that time was that I would like to see the public and private participation by private money matching the city subsidies at least, so that there is some, the people have stake in this civic center to keep it open. So those are my two reasons that I held off voting for that kind of subsidies at that time, because I knew they were going to come back. It's not a sustainable plan. And that's exactly what happened. A few months later, they're back to square again. That money has been spent, and they do not know how to keep the center open. So I absolutely want to keep it open, but I do want to do it in a sustainable fashion, in a fiscally conservative fashion. So what I've asked is, again, the same thing. Give me a sustainable plan. How will you cut your cost? Cut your whatever you need to cut. You know, cut your cost, tighten your belt, and make the budget meet the numbers or your revenues. And then city can give part of the money, provided I see some private donations, some public participation, some fundraising in that, so that it's not just the city giving the money away.
In many cities, the city supports their civic.
Yes.
Or, you know, their equivalent of our civic, auditorium here in many other cities. And we used to just totally own the city did, and it cost over $1 million a year. So when Advanced Reading came in, they took that burden on themselves, and they've had it, 10 years now?
Yeah, that's
something
true.
Like that. But that ride's over.
Yeah, that is true, and that is a very fair point, because most cities will actually subsidize these centers to attract the tourism. And let's look at this. What is the benefit of it? It brings TOT dollars. So the calculations by the trade expert organizations say that they bring us TOT dollar, that is a transient occupancy tax,
mm-hmm,
from the hotel occupancy. That one thing they bring, right? The second thing they bring is also when the people come from outside, that increases the sales tax basis in our city. So the calculation which we asked our community service director to give us some calculations, and his calculation was that if you shut down, there is a loss of that TOT revenue, there's loss of sales tax revenue, which will be large loss of that. And the second cost will be to maintain the civic auditorium. Even if you shut it down completely, you still have the cost of boarding it up, patrolling it, fencing, maintaining.
I've heard 250,000. I've heard 400,000. Which one?
So his calculation estimate was it will be approximately 400,000.
And who was this?
This was Travis Manny,
okay,
our community service director.
Right.
And I don't have the number in front of me, but give or take 400,000 to 500,000.
That's what I heard too.
And then the another loss of around somewhere between $600,000 to $800,000 extra loss in TOT and sales tax cost. So if you take those two numbers together, they make up approximately, as what you're saying, $1.2 to $1.4 million. So that is a loss the city will be looking at if you completely shut it down. That is according to our community service director. Now, that could be less, that could be more. Nobody can predict it for sure. But what we know for sure is city will be losing that money. But in addition to that, we will also be losing a space, a third space, so-called, you know, so where people can meet, people can have this
Cool April Night.
Who wants to lose Cool April Night?
Sportsman's Expo, the, you know, the wedding shows, all these things.
And just recently, I mean, they have done some good job. They have bring these acts here.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I went to Turtle Bay for something, and then the whole place was packed.
I saw that too, and I couldn't figure out what was going on there.
So there was a show. I don't know who the artist was. There was a band which came, and there was not a single parking spot available in the entire area. It was like a rodeo going on there.
I have no idea what it was because I don't remember anything being advertised. So right, I didn't know if it was a private event.
No, it was.
I thought it was one of your daughters getting married. Frankly, you know that you had 8,000 people there. And hey, I'm here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, Vice Mayor of Reading, and we have to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Doctor. Hey, we're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, Vice Mayor of Reading, and we're talking about the Civic because the city's got real financial problems. It's not getting any better. And which leads to another question is there's going to be a meeting on the first Tuesday?
Yeah, so February the 3rd.
February 3rd. What's that going to be?
So we have a series of budget revision meetings. This is the first one where we'll be discussing the how revenue projections need to be adjusted in the light of how, what's the reality on the ground in the mid-year cycle. The other thing is we have also made a financial advisory commission or committee by made up of citizens. We will have five citizens on that committee in addition to the two city council members appointed by the mayor. And so we are going to look at the revenue projections. The second meeting will be about where to cut the expenses, how to cut the expenses. So we'll have first meeting on 3rd and hopefully the second meeting on February 17th.
Well, you know, the library's been shut down for months. And I don't even know if anybody noticed. I didn't even notice, but then again, I don't go to the library that much.
That's unrelated to the budget at
no,
all.
No, absolutely it's unrelated, but it was shut down and was there a lot of complaints?
Yeah, that was more to do with the maintenance,
it was
flooding.
Whole thing, and we covered that story, the whole thing was maintenance. But so from this meeting you're going to have on February 3rd, is there going to be a way forward?
So, yeah, absolutely. So I want, first of all, the civic engagement. I want the public to show up, look at it, tell us what to do, how to do it. Public needs to speak up and say, how do we change that? Now, here's the thing. I would like a constructive dialogue rather than rhetorics about it, because here's the reality. You can't fight the numbers. And the hard fight is the numbers don't match right now. I was in an audit committee meeting just 2 days ago, and this is what last financial year numbers show. Our cost of providing service, which is the general fund, like police, fire, roads, libraries, civic center, parks and recreation, the cost of providing service, the net cost, has gone up from 35% of our tax basis to 100% of our tax basis, something like that. So basically what I'm saying here is that our cost of net cost of providing service has more than doubled in last 4 years.
Why is that?
Part of that is inflation in general. You know, if you go to the Costco, the steak costs you double the price, and everything costs double the price. Yeah. McDonald's costs double the price. Gas costs double, everything. In addition to that, previous city council had approved some large salary raises in 21, 22, 23 because they expected the good days to last. The projections were made that sales tax will keep rising by 6% or 7%, whatever, and then they gave big raises, which I would not have done that because I'm much more conservative. I run a business myself. I know that I can't spend the money which I don't have just because I may have it in the future. However, at this time, city is contractually bound to pay that.
Sure. You can't cut salaries.
So what we can do is in the future, we will be much more conservative and give less salaries or less
You could cost of living raises
or if we hire new years. People, or if we hire new people, we may hire them at a lower salary.
Which I understand you did with the city manager.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we give less salary than we were previously providing. If we can also look at the attrition, not firing people, but attrition, that maybe some positions we can tighten up and we can ask the people to pitch in more work so that they can keep the job. But looking at by attrition, reducing the total number of open positions.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do those things, but in the long run, what we need to do as a city, as a community, is to come together and find ways for new economic engines so that we can build wealth, we can grow wealth. And that is what my focus is going to be in long term. How do we bring more economy here? High paying wages, high paying jobs, more economic opportunities. And that's what I want to do.
Well, I heard something kind of depressing yesterday. I was talking to a big developer, and people were looking at bringing in places, bringing in businesses like this, where they were not happy about the turmoil at the county. And he didn't say anything about the city, but in the county going on, and you know, be able to get permits and all this, we've got to overcome that. But the other thing is that and what your idea is absolutely good. Let's grow that pie. Let's bring in, so we've got a much bigger pie. But that's going to take years.
Yeah. It's so it'll take time.
Is there going to be, I mean, have we ever had a, you know, I hate to use this word because people, some people just get the doge where you come in and you look at every department in the city and say, well, you know, I've got these two departments doing the same thing.
Right.
So we're going to combine it into one compartment, but we don't need all these people.
Absolutely.
You know, and kind of go down like that and do like we do in business. Yeah. I mean, if we need to cut, we cut. And then see where the money is.
Yeah. So we'll be asking all the employees, all the directors of services to do more. To do more, right? Rather mm-hmm. than cutting the jobs, can you take extra work so that we can, if a position yeah. becomes available, we don't have to fill it
yeah.
because the people who are there, we will be asking, I'll be appealing to them that can you do more with what you have?
Well, if you have somebody's going and you're doing extra work, you know, you can give a, you know, you can give a cursory raise on that because they're doing different work, but you've saved yourself the money of a total employee.
Exactly.
What about things like limiting hours and days?
Yeah, so we got to look at the overtime. That? The overtime can cost us a lot more, so we got to look at those things. So you're absolutely right. We'll be looking at every department, everything, and that is a series of budget modification, but also I'm looking for the citizens' participation in this financial committee that I championed so that we can, because I need help in this. I can't do it alone.
Right.
So I will need.
Who's on the committee?
So this is going to be final vote now, and then we'll be nominating 5 members on the committee, and the mayor will be nominating 2 city council members.
Mm-hmm.
It's not final yet.
Okay.
So that's what we'll be looking at. But I just want to say one thing
Obviously, I haven't been asked. But I'm not going to be on the fiscal committee. Okay, that's all right. It's okay. 16 years in business here and still alive. Okay.
So one thing I want to say, I just want to bring this up, that we have to seriously look at as a city that rather than sucking the oxygen from the room, we have to work together to find ways to cut costs.
Absolutely.
And what is the next economic engine? Dam. The whether it was railroad, whether it was farming, whether it was ranching, that is not so easy to come back now. So I'm looking at education and healthcare. If you see the recent reports, healthcare has actually been very stable because we have a need of that. And we have a lot of our older people, older folks or young people leaving the area for care. I want to make sure that they have the available care here. And that can actually, we can become a center of healthcare and learning and
talking
of jobs.
I was just out at Simpson University yesterday, you know, for our citizens meeting. Sorry you had to miss that. I think you're on that committee, too.
Yes.
You know, because we discussed the medical school, and I learned a whole lot about it yesterday. I'm gonna address part of it here. I talked to Dr. Hall, and he said, yeah, we sure let people know about this.
That'll be great.
And, I'll tell you, when it first came up, I thought, that's a great idea. And then you hear other naysayers or other people. No, they're logical, and they'll go, it is impossible to do that. I heard that. But then after listening to what is, you know, kind of what they're looking at, it's not impossible.
Well, I've been saying that for more than a year.
You've been saying that for several years.
Now the time has come for that.
Well, you know, I think it's time to really take a good look at it. And I'm going to address that after you leave, some of the things that we talked about yesterday in our meeting. But, so Paul, you're saying is, you know, okay, it's a big thing is this February 3rd. And there's not going to be any decisions made till after you find a way forward. And, I don't know. The Civic is, I mean, of all the things, to me it seems like the Civic is the biggest hurdle right now.
Yeah. I mean, we can't lose Cool April Night. We can't lose some of these programs. So I'm asking the community to rise to the occasion and pitch in. And everybody pitches in, and city will pitch in. Maybe county should pitch in a little bit. It benefits the county also.
Yeah. February 3rd, is that, what time is that? And it's in the city council?
I believe it is 3 o'clock, yes.
Okay, is it in
yes,
the city council
chambers? Yes.
Okay, that's going to be 3 p.m. We'll talk about that. It's probably worth a visit down there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank
well,
so much.
It's this is a we're in trouble here in River City when it comes to money. And, you know, we like having our police, we like having our fire, we like having all the amenities, but if you can't pay for it, I mean, it's not like you've got, it's not like you're the federal government, you just print more money.
We can. But I'm absolutely sure that if we work together, we'll find a solution. What I want is people to just sit back, work together, and rather than rhetorics, come up with a constructive dialogue and a plan. And that's what we will make it happen.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Danuka. And have a good time this morning.
All right. Thank you.
Looking at whatever you're looking at. And we're going to be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Garland and DeBot. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Wow. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody repairs windshields better than the windshield whisperer, Jeff Hurst. And why? Because he's been in the business a long time. He knows how to repair windshields. When he repairs a windshield, be it a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. You bring your vehicle in, car, truck, SUV, or RV. He puts it into a climate-controlled area. He puts the magic sealant on it, and it stays in there, and he checks it. And in between, you can sit in there and watch, or you can kind of, you know, wander off. It doesn't take that long. But Jeff knows what he's doing. Don't take chances with your family's safety if you're not sure. How about a free inspection and analysis? Just bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. For an appointment today, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. We're in a mess here. I mean, we've got a money problem in Reading. And there's, you know, I brought up something to the good doctor, and it could be a, you know, it's going to be a big point of consternation. He says, well, why don't you bring that up at the meeting? I said, not my job. I said, what I would do is what we just talked about, throw it on the new city manager, see what kind of cojones he has. So we'll see. Bill Belichick, probably one of the greatest coaches, football coaches of all time.
Was not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Hall of Fame's coming up. 40, I think he needed 40 votes out of, 60. Did not get the 40 votes. You're right. Did not make it in the first time. And the football world is stunned. Mahomes goes, what? What? You've got to be kidding. What's his name? JT or JT Watts. One of the guy's going to be a pro bowler. He goes,
TJ Watts.
He goes, this can't be the pro football Hall of Fame. This has got to be a knockoff that's making votes like this. People are just in shock. Six Super Bowl championships plus two more when he was assistant coach in New York. Eight Super Bowl rings this man has. And he didn't make it in the first time. Some people are pointing out that, well, you know, he had the deflated footballs. Like, that was his fault. And then Spygate. And I don't remember that one so much, but what was the Patriots accused of spying on the other team? Something like that. But come on. I mean, you don't, you know, when you're talking about the greatest of all time football coaches, and there are exceptional ones, but Belichick's got to be in that top five, and he didn't make it into the NFL Pro Hall of Fame. Wow, Pro Football Hall of Fame. That was a big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, in the scheme of world and time and all the things going on. But you kind of like to think that people are rewarded for things they've done, one way or the other. If you've done bad things, you should win the award. Yep. But if you do something that is nobody else has done and nobody else has.
He also has the second most wins.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, it's not just the Super Bowls. You know, he's got a lot of wins too.
Yeah,
but yeah. They say basically it's because of the Deflategate and the Spygate.
I said it was a political thing instead of. Does this mean? Well, is Tom Brady? When's he come up for Hall of Fame? He hasn't come up yet.
No, but it'll be.
But if you know what, if you look at Belichick and then you think, well, Tom was also, you know, he was involved in Deflategate. You know, oh, didn't you know that there was less air in the ball? No, not really. You know, So, I mean, does that mean he's not going to make it on his first shot?
2028 will be Brady's year.
2028. Wow.
We'll find out then.
Okay. Hey, Minnesota, in that shooting, the last shooting they had of Preddy, everybody's kind of finally starting to pull back and say, hey, let's look at this and look at everything that happened on that. Trump talked to Waltz and the mayor of Minneapolis. I can't remember his name. He's talked to them, and they've talked to Trump. So maybe there's going to be, you know, who knows? There's going to be a lessening of tensions. Tom Holman came in, is also talked to the mayor and the governor about, you know, how do we get this job done and not have all this going. You know, the thing is that you look and it appears that Minnesota is the only area that's having these riots. And it's having these problems that they're picking up more people in the country illegally, more criminals, more people here illegally, which makes them a criminal. But I'm talking about the, you know, the robbers, the shooters, the rapists, you know, pedophiles and all that in other states. But they're not having these problems. Memphis, Louisiana, you know, New Orleans, Washington, D.C. And the crime statistics in those cities have dropped dramatically in those areas. Yet Minnesota seems to, I don't know why this is, but there obviously there's an organ. To me, I say obviously, it seems like there's an organized opposition to this. You know, when you can go on, you know, go on your phone and find out where the agents are, where you can, you know, follow them at, and all these kind of things. I mean, it's just they need to, you know, the whole thing. And, you know, when I talked about, hey, everybody needs just a reset, I really believe that. But on the other hand, you can't stop enforcing the law. Would you step in front of a Reading police car because you thought that they were picking on homeless? No. And nobody here would. Nobody would do that. Oh, let's get in there and pull the guy away from him. You know, the one you're arresting, pull him away from the officer. Are you kidding?
When there's DUI checkpoints, you just don't go running through them. You know,
no.
I mean, like, they're going to, you know, it's just, there's certain things.
It's, you know what? It's, and, you know, I'll go back where it started. You know, we opened those borders. We have millions and millions of people come across the border illegally. With the total agreement of the Biden-Harris administration. And nobody, I mean, and so now when you have that mess, and then now you're trying to clean it up, oh, bad. They're here illegally. It's a criminal offense. So what? We don't like the way you're doing it. Well, they're doing it in a lot of other states not having these problems. And I, you know, probably they're not having, you're not seeing problems like this when they're arresting people because you don't have 100 people surrounding them, screaming, blowing whistles in their ears and all these things.
Yeah, they're making it like a party.
Yeah. Okay. And now you're starting to see pictures of Preddy, you know, in various stages of costumes or dress. That's BS too. Who cares? Who cares? I mean, he's got the perfect right to dress any way he wants.
Yeah, that's
to me too is, you know, that you don't need that. You know, the guy went out, he purposely got involved in this. His mistake, if there is a mistake, even though he had the right to it, was he carried a pistol. And if you're going to carry a pistol and get involved in an altercation with law enforcement,
That can lead
to bad things, because trust me, when you hear a policeman shout "gun," it turns totally into something else.
And they are trained.
They're trained. That's right. When you hear the word "gun," they go into a reactive mode.
Yeah, because they have to protect themselves.
Yeah, they don't know.
If it's real or not, you don't.
Well, it's the thing is I know people have been shot, You know, people go, oh, well, you know, he didn't had a he had a phone in his hand. Okay, he had something in his hand. Somebody's yelling gun. There was a case in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where a guy came down. There got you know he came down and he was, and they thought he had a gun, and a sniper took him out. And it turned out he had a bottle of cologne in his hand. Yeah, aftershave or something like that. Whoa. That got everybody excited, except the fact is the sniper who shot was told by his superiors, take the shot, because they thought it was a gun. They thought it was a weapon. So, and I don't know what happened after that. I'm sure there was a couple lawsuits, but in this case, he was fighting with the police, which is never a good idea, or law enforcement. Had a gun. That was not enough just to shoot him at all. But he was also carrying a gun there. And so it was just, a series of he had a concealed carry. And guess what? You can carry a gun. And that just because you've got a gun doesn't mean, what you have to do though is here's some common sense is why would you go to something like this where you're planning on getting into an altercation?
Yeah. That almost to me is like premeditated murder. Like, I mean, you're going not, you know, but in the sense of you're thinking of going there with your gun probably because there's going to be an altercation.
And the thing is did he think he was going to like, protect somebody from ICE? Had he built it up to that part where I'm gonna have to shoot somebody? I mean, this is total conjecture. Please don't even think that he was thinking that. But was that something? I was there to protect these poor people. You know, they're pushing these innocent people on the ground. Well, stop it. And what if they draw a gun on them? Then I can protect them. I mean, it could be totally different than that. But bringing a gun to a protest and being involved physically, which you've already been, my question is, was he carrying the pistol last week when he got involved and his rib got broke in an altercation? Was he carrying a gun then? I don't know.
I never
know. We're not going to know. We're not going to know for months what happened. But it's a tragedy, good, pretty. Not so much the two in Portland because they were members of a bad gang. But anyway, time to take a break, and we will be right back. And, gosh, what else do we have to talk about? Oh, we've got quite a few different things to talk about, like what happened in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Wind River Resort and Casino presents the Ultimate Tailgate Party on Sunday, February 8th. The event center will explode into a gridiron celebration. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Mouth-watering tailgate favorites, drink specials, and drives. Whether you're riding with your team or just in it for the party, tickets just $35 per person or $300 per table. This event will sell out fast. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive is its location, kind of across the street from Sierra Gibbs. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, stone cutting, design, great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. The only place Linda goes to buy jewelry, and me. Been voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row, which tells you something. These are really good people down there. Been in the business over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, Rebecca Henry, Leonard. Yes, Leonard, I know I owe you a lunch. I will give you a call today and we'll set something up. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, you know how we talk about wolves and mountain lions and bears up here in the North State? Wildlife authorities said they successfully tranquilized and captured a young mountain lion wandering the streets of San Francisco in Pacific Heights area. They cornered it in between. It was a news reporter from one of the stations. Comes out of her apartment, looks down the alley, and there's a mountain lion. And so she starts recording it. He's just sitting there watching it. They were able to corner the cougar in a narrow area between two buildings and tranquilize it. It was first spotted near Lafayette Park on Sunday, and further sightings were reported Monday. And the lady I guess she's not in. And she was leaving her apartment, and we locked eyes for over 5 minutes. I was actually really honored that the mountain lion didn't eat me. And we just had this nice long gaze into each other's souls. San Francisco, you got to expect that, right? Anyway, estimated about 2 years old, being examined by the vets there at the Oakland Zoo, and they're going to determine how and when it will be returned to the wild. A mountain lion wandering the streets of San Francisco. Wow. I hope it didn't step on a needle or anything. Or maybe, you know, maybe it was looking for a new lifestyle. My sister lives in Chattanooga. As I told you yesterday, it was her birthday. Said nice things about her. So we called her. So we end up, my sister and I do not agree politically, but we never talk about it. And occasionally it comes up. You know, we cancel out each other's votes and everything. Maybe not in everything, but a lot of things. They've lived in Chattanooga, gosh, 40 years, 40-plus years. And Steve, my brother-in-law, who I think was a brother, is absolutely one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. He just is. And he's an ophthalmologist, and Sandy's a lawyer, and they're both retired now. But it was her birthday yesterday, and so we FaceTime each other, and we do that. We, instead of just talking on the phone, which we do, we'll FaceTime when we can, and so we can chit-chat, and we talk about, you know, I'll remember things when we were kids, but she remembers everything. I don't know what kind of memory she has. Except I know she's really, really smart, and I'm not that smart. But they're in Chattanooga right now, and the temperature was 17 degrees in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And we talked about Nashville. Nashville got hit by the snows. They have lost power in Nashville, Tennessee, all around there. Trees have collapsed. It was so cold that water would get inside the tree, you know, and, you know, soak into the trees, and it froze, and it would explode the tree. It would crack them in half. So, but there in Chattanooga, they live on Signal Mountain, which is on a hill above Chattanooga. And, she said you couldn't get down the roads. But, you know, luckily, you know, when they saw this thing coming, they got 3 or 4 or 5 days worth of food, so they're going to be okay. So it's starting to thaw out, but they're sitting in front of this big fire, and they're saying, you know, and their house is, you know, it's a beautiful home, but, you know, it's an older home. And she said the heating system is going like crazy, but it can't keep up with the cold there. And she said, what's it like there? And I said, 60 degrees. I said, you know, I said, got down to 39. And I said, we didn't know what to do. I said, put a blanket on the horse. Anyway, so we made our plans for us getting together this year. And like I said, you know, when I hear about other people not talking to family members because of political reasons, I just think that, you know, my sister and I would never ever think of that. We're the only two left. You know, mom and dad are gone. I mean, she's got, you know, her kids and grandkids, and we have, you know, our kid and grandkids, and but the two of us, and we were not especially that close when we were growing up. I was gone, and it wasn't until years later that we became close, and it had to do with my, you know, my parents, you know, aging and all that. But I enjoy my relationship with her, and I can't wait to see her again. I think we're going to meet in Charleston, South Carolina, something like that. We kicked around New Orleans, but we figured that's, you know, it's still, you know, it's almost like
a lot of people that go to South Carolina.
It's like a third world city in New Orleans at times.
Yeah,
at times. I've been there several times, and it was. Anyway, hey, when we come back, the district attorney of Shasta County, Stephanie Bridget, will join us. And I'm trying to think of, hey, do you ever, when you're just about ready to go to sleep, do you ever get like a jolt in your body? Have you ever had that happen?
No.
Ever? Okay. It happens to like, what'd they say? 70% of the people have had this happen. And what it is just as you're going to sleep, it's like an electric shock hits you. And then you go to sleep, but it wakes you. And so I never thought about it. I just thought that was natural. It is kind of natural, but only 10% of the people have more than one. So I guess I'm in that top 10% because I've had, you know, over my years, and I've had one since I've had a couple since I've lived here in 20 years. Okay. And what it's caused by, they're not sure what causes it, but they think it could be stress. It could be, you've been working out a lot. It could be you haven't gotten enough sleep, you know, all these things, hyperactivity. And I was thinking about it. I thought, I wonder if it was, you know, and I can't remember when it happened or what I'd been doing during the day. But I just wondered if you'd ever had one of those.
Mm-mm.
No. So, but they've done research on it. I mean, it's not dangerous. You don't need to go down and get doctor's test or anything like that.
That's interesting.
I found it interesting because it hits like 70% of us. So you're one of those lucky ones that it hasn't.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Okay, we're going to break for the news, and Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, is sitting here already, ready to go. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A Texas-sized tragedy amid the bitter cold that's gripping so much of the country following the massive winter storm.
In Bonham, Texas.
I watched all of them struggle.
Brothers aged 6, 8, and 9 fell through the ice on a pond Monday. Cheyenne Hangeman is their mother.
I ran across as much ice as I could to get to them and eventually ended up falling in myself.
She says she tried to pull them out of the water.
But the ice just kept breaking every time I would set them up there, and I would just keep trying to go to each one of them, trying to help them. And it was only me.
Hangeman said a man eventually arrived on the scene and was able to throw her a rope and pull her out.
I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. By that time, I knew that my kids were already gone. So I just had to try to fight for my life at that point.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says weather-related death toll has risen to at least 50. They're pulling the belts even tighter at e-commerce giant Amazon, cutting 16,000 jobs in its latest round of layoffs. To cut or not to cut, the Fed set to announce its latest decision on interest rates.
Federal Reserve officials are expected to keep their short-term interest rate unchanged after 3 rate cuts last year. Not making a change after today's meeting would ignore pressure for lowering borrowing costs from the White House in favor of waiting to see how the economy evolves. The rate-setting committee remains split between those officials who oppose further cuts until inflation comes down and those who want to lower rates to further support hiring. Most economists expect the Fed to cut rates twice this year, most likely at the June meeting or later. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow trading about 2 points higher, while the Nasdaq is up 27 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-893-2288. That's 800-893-2288.
As America's number one motorcycle insurer, Progressive has your back.
Oh, like if I need a replacement part.
Sure, we can help with that.
Ah, nice. Hey, I just entered this online contest for coolest bike in the world. You think maybe you could vote for me?
Actually, we just do insurance, not popularity contests.
Yeah, I know. But what's your email? I'll just send you the link real quick. You can vote like 100 times a day. They'll never know.
To be clear, Progressive has your back for insurance only. So get a quote and see if you can save.
So what I'm hearing is there's a little bit of wiggle room.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms, limits, and conditions.
It's official. Mike McCarthy, the new head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Pittsburgh native signed the contract on Tuesday after the two sides had reached a verbal agreement over the weekend. The 62-year-old McCarthy replaces Mike Tomlin, who stepped down earlier this month after 19 seasons. This marks McCarthy's third NFL head coaching role. He previously coached in Green Bay and Dallas. McCarthy's postseason achievements include a Super Bowl win over the Steelers in the 2010 season. The Steelers won the AFC North this season before being blown out in the opening round of the playoffs. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates say they will not allow their airspace to be used for any potential U.S. attack on Iran. It's something President Trump is not ruling out or in. America has moved the USS Abraham Lincoln and several guided missile destroyers into the region, which could be used to launch attacks from the sea. News and analysis, townhall.com. You've heard of the doomsday clock? It's still ticking away.
The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists has moved the doomsday clock ever closer to midnight. Daniel Holds is chair of the group's Science and Security Board.
The doomsday clock is now at 85 seconds to midnight.
The advocacy group began using a clock in 1947 to symbolize the potential of people doing something that could end humanity. Over the years, the group has changed from counting down the minutes to counting down the seconds. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A man sprayed an unknown substance on Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar before being tackled to the ground during yesterday's town hall meeting that she was hosting. The incident took place in Minneapolis. The audience cheering as the man was pinned down, his arms tied behind his back. Omar then continued the town hall after the man was taken from the room. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be back tomorrow and Friday. Today, the 28th of January, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here with me. On this day in 1986, Challenger blew up.
Yep.
Wow. How old were you in 1986? Were you born? You weren't born, were you?
I was born in 81.
Oh, okay. So, you probably don't remember it.
No.
And it's also national...
There wasn't any really good national days.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. We'll skip. Weather. How about cloudy through the morning here and gradual clearing with a high near around 58. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Friday, partly sunny. Saturday, partly sunny. Sunday, chance of rain. Sunday night, chance of rain. And then Monday, mostly sunny. And Tuesday, sunny. Now, we're going to have highs in the mid to higher 60s, except for today. It's only going to go up about 58. Lows at night are going to be in the low 40s, 40, 41, 42. Tonight, the only exception is going to be in the 30s, 39. So the weather's just, it's not going to be your typical sunny stuff until next week and chillier. So be aware. And you can take precautions on that if you need to. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, been in the business 30 years. Three generations of the Kinney family are working there. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other plans that work out for their customers. They take, you know, just outstanding care of their customers. And somebody the other day said, is there a propane company? I'm looking for a propane company. In the comments on Facebook, I would say, you know, there's like 10 comments. Eight of them all said Shasta Gas Propane, which we thoroughly endorse, of course. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Okay, we are here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning.
Good morning. There's a number of things we can talk about, but, we kind of chatted a little bit about what's going on in Minnesota. It seems like, and this is just my opinion, and please tell me if I'm on the wrong track here, these operations are going on all over the country, and there's more people being arrested in these other states than Minnesota, and yet we're not seeing anything. I mean, they go into Memphis, and it was a Democrat mayor there. He says, I'm not crazy about this. But, and it happened in, Louisiana, Arkansas, Florida, Texas, and they're taking a lot of people off the streets and other places. And we're not seeing violence. We're not seeing riots. Is it because the government, is telling the police to work with ICE? Is it, what's causing this? I mean, in your opinion, you're a lot smarter than I am.
It's hard for me to answer on what's going on in the other states compared to one particular state.
Well, we have our problems here, and and of course Newsom steps up and says, we're going to take charge of any investigation. Okay, you do that, Gavin. Okay, you can't even, okay, anyway. But when you go in and interpose yourself just legally into law enforcement doing their job,
right,
it's not going to end good.
No, I mean, that's not the place to, I think what we were talking about during the break was you know, people who choose to jump in front of a car and do,
would you jump in front of a red police car while they're getting ready to, arrest somebody?
When they're taking off. I mean, those are the types of, you know, people have their reasons and their opinions and stuff for that. But that's, you know, that's not the place, in my opinion, where you're going to fight whatever you may feel is an injustice. You know, you have to go, you need to do it through the court system. You're going to risk your life. You're going to risk the life of other people around. I personally feel people should have a respect for law enforcement when they come in contact with them. And these are ordinary citizens doing their job, and, they want to go home safely, and they want you to go home safely too. So, let's all help not create a situation where that might not happen.
And you know what? There's jerk cops. We know that. I mean, they're humans.
Every profession.
Every profession's got jerks in them.
Sure.
But that's not the time.
Right.
You know, you're going to, okay, why'd you pull me away? You know, because I didn't like the color of your truck. Okay, fine. Give me the ticket. Let's go to court. And then you can talk about it. But when you start doing things like refusing to comply, they can't just say, drive on. They're not going to do that.
No, it just ends up making it worse for the person who's adverse to getting a ticket or whatever it may be.
I'm a sovereign citizen, and I do not need to have a driver's license. I'm just passing through. As soon as you hear that, this is going to be a great reel. Because by the end of the reel, there's three other cop cars there, and they're pulling the person out of the car.
He's being arrested. Yeah. I've read many a report.
Have we had any sovereign citizens in the court here?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
So when you prosecute them, do you ever prosecute them, or is that usually something in front of the judge?
We've filed cases those for sure. It's always interesting because the things you hear that they're saying on the side of the road, they're saying the same stuff in the court. They don't recognize the court. They don't recognize the judge.
If they're not, I've seen those, they're not recognizing anything. What do you do? You just fine them?
Just keep.
Here's your fine.
You proceed through and keep going with the proceedings. So.
It's if you've never seen one of those, just get on the reels. Eventually you'll see one. On that. But to me, when you juxtapose yourself between the police and the job they're doing, you've got to expect that there's going to be some things happening. And you want to stand in front of a car while they're trying to do their job, and they come over and they push you, and they push you violently at times, into the snow. They wouldn't do that if you just moved. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what they're trying to do. Well, if I can keep you from going to a place, you won't arrest these lawbreakers.
They're going to get around you, and they're going to arrest them.
They're going to do it. Yeah. I mean, I did understand is that they brought in a lot of the Border Patrol to act as buffers between the guys doing the arrest and the crowds.
Yeah.
I just read that today. And if that's the case, that didn't work too well. So, anyway, this is a mess.
It's crazy.
Trump and Waltz and whoever the mayor of Minneapolis is, I can't remember his name, they all talked. And Tom Holman's there, who has a reputation of being able to get, tough guy, but he's getting he can get along with local officials. Hopefully they're going to come up with some kind of solution that will, and then the city of Minneapolis is woefully short of police already. Mm-hmm. They're short like 250 police. They can't even do their regular job. And now they're being told to stand down, and it's like they're not happy about it. So
I'd say probably most police agencies are understaffed nowadays.
Well, in Maine, the governor said, we will not help ICE. And the local police, because this is Maine, said, we will. Yeah, we will. And, because it's Maine.
Sure.
And they're very independent up there.
Yeah.
I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA. We're going to take a little bit of an early break and come back. This is a season for scams. Every season is good for scams, but we're going to be talking about that and several other things that are going on here in Shasta County. And this portion of the show, I should do that, is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families since 1993. It's not Judy's first rodeo. You have insurance division and the financial management division, all located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, but two separate organizations. If you're looking for a second opinion, perhaps on your insurance, your homeowner's insurance, business insurance. How about your life insurance? Or what about your retirement plans, 401ks with the stock market, the price of gold, and all these things? Maxwell Insurance and Financial is offering a free review and valuation. Just give them a call at 530-221-0441 for an appointment. We do business with Judy Maxwell and her company, and we're happy. So 530-221-0441, and we'll be right back with Stephanie Bridget.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to experience the clairvoyance at Wind River Resort and Casino. Direct from Vegas with an all-new show featuring never-before-seen mental magic and spectacular illusions. Indulge in a date night of mystery, magic, and cuisine on February 14th. An elegant pasta dinner will be served at 6:30 p.m. Experience the clairvoyance. Tickets just $75 plus fees. For complete details, visit windriver.com. Or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day. Your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Welcome back to Freeman. When I look at you, do you realize that I'm having a problem here?
Yeah. I double-clicked the button. My fingers got too fast.
Yeah. 8:18 in the morning here on the 28th of January. Free Fire Radio. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines 530-605-4567. Goes into our bank of 100 phones, so don't worry about it when you're calling. Chocolate After Dark is happening down at Turtle Bay on February the 5th and 6th. You can get tickets for that. Chocolate desserts. They've got something called, they've got cocoa brisket chili, smoked pork chops with chocolate sauce and more. Vineyards from New Clairvaux, Bersini, Matson, the Denny Bar Company, the Carroll Cellars, and many more. To purchase tickets, go to turtlebay.org/chocolate. For tickets, it's a great time. We've been there before. We're going to go again. I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney, and you just had two cases of shootings that y'all were investigating, officer-involved shootings. Mm-hmm. And it kind of dovetails, like we said, into what's going on in Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah, so, excuse me.
So can you walk us through what happens if an officer fires his weapon and hits somebody? Doesn't mean he kills him, but he does injure somebody. Can you walk us through the process of that?
Sure. So we have a what is called the Officer Involved Critical Incident Review Team, and it's a process. So if an officer is involved in discharging their weapon at somebody, that is going to be activated. So we're going to have somebody from multi-agencies. So that's going to be RPD, SO, my office, we're all going to respond. I'm going to have not only investigators from my office, but I'll have at least one prosecutor that will go out there as well. And it's everyone gets assignments and they kind of work collaboratively together. And the idea is that, you kind of have that, oversight of all the agencies looking at each other and helping and working together, but it helps with kind of, transparency to the community that
that somebody's not being covered for.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Because people want to say, oh, you investigated yourself. Of course you've made this finding. So this kind of gives that oversight and transparency that, we've got multiple agencies out there. Working on this together. Everyone sees what everybody's doing. So they work together on it. There will be one lead agency, which is not the shooting agency.
Mm-hmm.
And they will make the final report. It can take a while, because we've got to get, all the Department of Justice results. We've got to get everything in, especially if the person was shot and was deceased. if they were alive, sometimes it results in us filing criminal charges from the underlying acts of the person who was shot at, when we actually have an example of both of those that were that were recently released. But either way, whatever the scenario is, it comes to my office, and my office, whether we file criminal charges or the person's deceased and there's no criminal charges to file against the person who began the interaction, we are going to review to make sure, or make a determination of the officer shooting, to make sure that what the officer did not break the law, and that there wasn't criminal conduct in their decision to fire their weapon, whether they killed somebody or not. So we ultimately make that decision using standard law that's used all throughout California.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to issue my findings to the public so the public can see, hey, this is the team, this is the process, this is the legal standard, here's the facts, here's our analysis. We put all of that into it so we can have
that. So anybody can read it.
Anybody can read it. You can go to our website and we have them on there.
So you've got two cases that just came out this week, I believe.
Yeah, we released two of them. Both of them, one of them, we ended up filing criminal charges against the individual. That was a situation where officers were called. There were some homeless individuals that were in an area that they weren't supposed to be in, and the officers were, trying to get them to move. It resulted in the individual throwing rocks at the officer and kind of engaging the officer. So the officer you're throwing rocks at me. I can't just make you go away. I need to contact you, talk to you. And begin.
Don't throw rocks at a police officer, because now you forced him into the next step.
They're forced him into not just saying move along, but now I need to go, I need to contact you. So in that process of trying to go up and contact this individual who was then fleeing from him, but then at one point turned, pulled out a knife and started heading towards the officer. Multiple witnesses around there who heard the officers yelling, drop the knife, he wouldn't drop the knife. When he got within, I think it was 6 to 10 feet of the officer, so he got pretty close before the officer did fire.
Because usually they get around 20 feet and you start, because you can get 20 feet in about a second.
Yeah, very quick. So officer did end up firing. Person fell to the ground. Immediately, the officer engaged in life-saving efforts. The person did live, and ultimately, criminal charges were filed against him for going after the officer with a knife and all of that. And ultimately, he did plead guilty to that and was sentenced to 19 years, 8 months in state prison.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we did the analysis, even though, you know, he's went through court, he pled guilty, we're still going to do the full legal analysis to make sure.
Well, you have to, because from his cell, he can sue us.
To find out, make sure that the, you know, officer was doing
what
he was supposed to be doing. And that's what the finding was, that the officer was facing an imminent threat to himself and chose to use deadly force.
And let's look at it the other way. If the, he was using deadly force because he felt threatened, guy coming at him with a knife, everybody understands that. But if he had done something else that was incorrect, and that needed to be found too. Because
you have to look at everything.
You have to look at everything, because if he did something incorrect, it's a learning point. Also for other officers, you know, not to not protect themselves, but, you know, in this situation and this happened, if you need to do these things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, no, it works for both sides.
Sure. The other one, the individual did not make it. He did pass. This one, you know, officers or deputies, actually it was the sheriff's office, were called out because by the individual's parents whom he lived with. And he was having mental health issues, was trying to cut himself, all that. So, and this was the second call of the day, too. So this time they go out, and it results in the deputies being outside, and this individual, once again, with a knife, coming out and starts charging the officers with a knife, holding it up in the air, and actually saying, I'm going to kill you. And once again, deputies shot to stop him from getting at them with the knife, and he did pass from those injuries.
Could this have been kind of maybe a death by officer type thing, or just the guy was crazy?
I guess I didn't really look at it too much for that, but just thinking about the case, I think it was really having some mental health issues right then, and it could have been, but it's hard to say for sure.
And here's what it is. We're sorry the guy's having mental health issues. Right. But when you attack somebody with a knife, you don't take that into account. I mean, you may know that, but he's trying to kill you, and in your opinion, he's charging at you. You don't have a choice at that point, and it's too bad. But
it's definitely a very sad situation.
It is.
It's you know. But those are the two that were released this week. You can go to my website, and we also did a Facebook post, and I believe there's a link to our website on that post where you can read the full findings, read the full analysis, get a good idea of how we go through it, and look at previous ones, too. They're all up there so that everybody knows what's happening and what's happened on those cases.
Okay. Yeah. We're here with Reading DA, Stephanie Bridget, and we're going to take a quick break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Now, you can make appointments there two ways. You can call them at 530-244-9478, which I've done for 16, 17 years. Or you could use Booksy. It's their new thing. You go into Booksy and you can set it up. Well, I used it the first time while I'm standing in their office. So they were kind of looking over my shoulder. So then I use Booksy for this one tomorrow, the haircut yesterday. I'm sorry. I show up there. Booksy told me I had my haircut with Logan and it was right. And I walk in there. Logan and Tim look at me. They go, we don't have you scheduled. And I said, wait a minute. And I pull out the email and they look at it. Oh, that's a different barbershop. So not realizing, having used Booksy once, that when I go to barbershops in Reading, that it wouldn't go back to the one I used. Maybe I should have realized that. But when I saw the word Logan, I figured, yeah, we're there. So I want to apologize. There's another barber in town named Logan, and I just want to apologize because I didn't show up. I was at the wrong barber shop. So be careful or be aware when you're using books. You pick the barbershop you want, and then you put a heart on it, I guess, that marks it, so it'll always bring you back there if you want to use Booksy. Frankly, I feel real comfortable with calling them, but Booksy works too. It's a great place to get a haircut. It's not a hair salon. I've been going there forever. Never had a bad haircut. They're good people down there. It's man's last stronghold, my friends. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with the DA.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino presents the Ultimate Tailgate Party on Sunday, February 8th. The event center will explode into a gridiron celebration. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Mouth-watering tailgate favorites, drink specials, and drawings. Whether you're riding with your team or just in it for the party, tickets just $35 per person or $300 per table. This event will sell out fast. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaut. Our guest today, Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. We talked about a couple of law enforcement related shootings. The investigations are over and been announced this week. Talked a little bit about Minnesota. Is that, you know what, if you get into tussles with law enforcement, it's just not gonna, it's not gonna work. And unfortunately, there, it resulted in a couple of shootings and death. And yet there's other places where they're rounding up people, illegal criminals, everything, and there's no problems. And I think it all comes down to the local government and even the state government on these things. But we've gone past that. Now, Proposition 36, which the vast majority of this state voted for, which what it did was it kind of reformed what, Prop 47?
It did. Parts of Prop 47 that made some drug crime, a lot of the drug crimes and theft crimes misdemeanors.
Yeah. So Prop 36 came in, and something like 78% of the people voted for it. Republican, Democrat, Independents.
Overwhelmingly in all 58 counties.
San Francisco, L.A., everywhere voted for this. So this must be a success then, right, Stephanie?
One would think. I mean, it's a success in the fact that we have been able to file several cases now as a felony instead of a misdemeanor, and some have gone off to prison, and some have gotten treatment. But the biggest issue is that when you look at the drug side, part of Prop 36 is the first time that they got a felony, which would be their third conviction would be a felony. We'd be able to file it as a felony, be treatment mandated.
Right.
Well, that's the part that the Governor Newsom, has failed to put in his budget to fund 2 years in a row now, despite the fact that the, you know, as we just mentioned, the people, the citizens of the state of California want this to be enacted in all of its forms, yet the governor's still fighting it by not funding it.
So what we said is you can get arrested a couple of times, drug offense a third time, then it's a felony, and then you have to go to mandated programs.
Treatment mandated
treatment?
Is what we have to offer them.
Okay.
They could say no,
right,
send me to prison.
And so they say yes.
Right.
Well, but there's no funding for it. So what happens then?
That's been the difficulty. We've been trying, you know, we can't fully carry out the law that, you know, the people voted for in the efficient way that we're supposed to. Unfortunately, counties have been stuck with having to kind of piece together their own system, even though there's no funding, there's no new positions for it, you know, using maybe other positions and other resources to try to figure out, okay, what is this supposed to look like? How are they supposed to be assessed for treatment? Where are they supposed to go? And the biggest piece is, you know, how's it going to be paid for, because it hasn't been funded by the governor yet. So it's really kind of held that, you know, made it very, very difficult for most, if not all, the counties to effectively roll out in all of its forms Prop 36.
It does no good if you've got a mandated program. Mm-hmm. And the governor didn't put any money in it.
Yeah.
I mean, God knows he puts money everywhere else. Is it because they just disagree with it that much?
So
is his petty little childish way of trying to get back at the people.
He certainly hasn't said anything like that, but he was a big – absolutely, you can. He was a big proponent of Prop 47, which caused these crimes to be misdemeanors.
Which caused our problems.
Right. He opposed Prop 36. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, A plus B, you can kind of see where we're ending up.
Yeah. Get our baby on. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we got a baby. If we don't have a baby sound, let's find a baby sound. Okay.
It's frustrating because that is the path to help these people, you know, get the treatment that they need to help them rehabilitate, help them reunite with families, help them move forward, and which was the intent and why people, even in places like San Francisco, wanted it, because they see the problem and they see that these people need help. So really, he's preventing people from getting the help that the voters want them to get.
Well, you know, when you're running for prez, you can't just, you just can't, you know, pay attention to everything. Okay. I've read, we're going to get into the scams of this time of the year, but I've read where crime has dropped in America. Have you read that? Or maybe I'm just reading, you know, the Pollyanna issue of the news, but
I hear that.
Violent crime has gone down.
I hear that too. Yeah.
Do you think, does it have anything to do? And this is just an opinion. Does it have anything to do with arresting a lot of people out there?
I mean, I personally think that it's kind of hard when you look at to say, is crime going up? Is crime going down? Because you can't just look at, like, the number of arrests or the number of prosecutions, because you also have to look at the number of resources. Because if you have a lack of resources or a lack of the crimes on the books necessary to make the arrests, well, obviously there's going to be less arrests, and it's going to make it look like crime is going down.
Okay.
You know, so I think you feel like you have to look at that too. And, okay. And I'm not really aware of any study that's really kind of encompassed that piece as well, as opposed to let's just look at the data that's reported.
What about crime here in Shasta County? You know, Brian Barner gave a had a pretty exhaustive report about it, that certain areas it's going down. Other areas, it's staying the same or going up even a little bit. The thing that always surprises me, and I don't know why, but homicides.
We have, a lot.
Mean, it seemed to me when I first moved here it was less, but if I go back, you know, he shows the statistics back, and some years we really did have less.
Some years we did, some years we didn't.
But it's kind of like it's, you can't say, well, it keeps going up because, yeah, we've had, we had, I think, 11 last year or something like that.
Yeah.
But the year before we had 10, and then you'll be dropped. In other years, we'll have more than 11. And yeah, it's just.
And some years you could have six. Or, you know, it's really hard to say. But you also have to look at, that doesn't mean, are we looking at the year when the person, when it occurred, the year when it was solved and was able to be filed? Because there's plenty of years where, okay, if you look at our statistics, it might show that we filed six or seven homicides, but our attorneys were working three or four or five others with law enforcement. They just hadn't got to a point where we could
file
a case.
Okay.
And maybe those rolled over and got filed into the next year, and now the next year we're reporting we have 12 that was filed, but, you know, four of those were from the previous year.
And arrests are made on these things a lot of times within a day or two.
A lot of them can be, or and, 40 years later.
Well, there's one. Yeah. I think there's just one that hadn't been solved, and it was a couple of years ago. I'm trying to remember which one it was. I don't know if it was a shooting at it wasn't that one on the, you know, Hartnell and Bocelli. They got those guys. But there was one. I don't know if it's been solved yet. However, the rest of them are kind of like these crimes of passion, or the guy who does it stands there, or just stays there until the police come. Yeah, Sean.
We have all varieties.
I know.
And we have plenty that go unsolved even, you know, today. We can have them every year where where something has happened, a suspicious death turns in, it looks like it was a homicide, and now it's going to take a couple years, if ever, to resolve it.
Now, you've solved some, there's been some cold cases solved, too, though.
It has
been. That's been great.
There's been, it's just amazing when you're able to do that and bring that closure to whatever extent it can bring closure to someone who has been waiting for 5 to 20 or 40 years to find out what happened.
I asked police. You know, sheriff and the police chief, it's getting more violent out there. And they go, not really. However, you know, like, you know, people talking about what's not safe here in Redding. I don't ever feel that. But then again, I don't walk around at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, in the back alleys down here. Maybe it is dangerous.
Right.
But, you know, walking down the street here with, you know, with Linda or by myself or Linda walking back, I don't worry about that. Should I?
I mean, I personally don't think it's that terribly unsafe here, especially because I do leave the area. I go to Sacramento, I go to the Bay Area, I go to LA, I go to other places for weekends or trips or whatever. So when you keep it in perspective of what some of the bigger counties and cities look like, our county, you know, it's a lot safer being in Redding than other places. I think you always have to be cautious, and maybe I don't want my kids riding their bikes during nighttime in downtown Redding, but I wouldn't want them to do that in downtown of pretty much any city, because you
So I think the thing is that, you know, one of the things that we always teach in concealed carry is be alert. You know, you don't have to be and scared or anything, but if you're just alert about, be aware of what's going on around you. I think that also can solve things. And not just walk around in your face, you know, look, you know, FaceTime you somebody, and then they take your phone and your purse and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But just being aware. But I don't, you know, like because we have a lot of events downtown, and there's a lot of people downtown, and I think maybe that's one of the things mm-hmm. that makes it safer when you get a lot of people.
Sure.
When you have events. Yeah. And then there's police around everywhere. Mm-hmm. Good. I'm here with Stephanie Bridget. We're coming back after this break. We're going to talk about scams that are going on, and you need to get need to have a little awareness of what's happening. And we'll be right back.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For a moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tomorrow, hopefully, Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick will give us a call around 7 o'clock. Then Scott Seaton from the North State Symphony will join us after 8 and talk about their this new symphony that's coming out called Billy the Kid. It's been around a long time, and it's I'm kind of looking forward to that. I really want to go see that this weekend, if I can work it into our schedule. But I'm here right now with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, and one of the first things she said when we walked in, she said, let's talk scams. Okay, tax scams.
Okay, yeah, so we are rolling
I'm
into...
I'm not interrupting you, am I?
No, I just, I didn't know how long you were going to, you know.
You know what? You've got so many things going on. She's talking to me. As soon as we hit a break, the phone, she's answering text and everything. So, no.
Multitasking.
You know what? I'm glad there's somebody in the room that can do that. Okay, so we're in the middle of scam season, huh?
I mean, every season is scam season. There's just different scams depending on what season you're in. Right now, rolling into tax season and coming up on Valentine's Day, kind of have their own two subset of scams of what we are hearing about and what we're seeing and that people kind of need to be aware of. So when the biggest thing for tax season is, you know, there's all the scammers jump in on wanting to try to steal your refund from you if you're getting a refund or steal your personal identifying information. And the biggest way they're going to do that is they're going to send out to you a text message or maybe a message through a social media platform, but typically text message, where they are saying, hey, it may look like the IRS, it may look like a state office is sending it to you, and it's going to say your taxes have been processed and approved, and you have a refund. Click below to finish processing so we can get that to you as soon as possible. Well, you know, a lot of people are excited. Hey, I filed. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting a refund. Yeah. It's been processed. I'm going to click it and get my refund as quick as I can. And that, don't click those. If you get one of those tax texts, that's not how you're going to get notified from the IRS.
They want your,
don't do that.
Yeah, we need your bank account and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're going to click onto it and then it's going to run you through a series of information so that they can process that money and get it to you right away.
And plus, you know, remember what Trump said about, oh, you're going to get more and everything I'm reading, you're going to get more money from IRS this year, you know, because of more deductions. Yeah. So I want that money now.
Yeah.
And instead, you lose your money.
You lose your money. You're then not just losing that money, but now they have your information. Now they're going to go get a credit card in your name, buy a house in your name. There's all kinds of things that
sell
can
your
just
house.
Sell yeah. your house. Yeah, they can just go down a long list of ways to make your life like
miserable.
Really hard to get out of.
We have one of the people that work with us that they had their information stolen and the people filed.
Yeah.
And got their return. And they had no idea what was going on. And when they put it in, they're saying, well, you're too late. And it's already happened. And it took them a long time to get that fixed.
Long time. Well, just go. Always go to the official website. Don't click on it. Go to an official website. If you had someone else do your taxes, check with them. Don't click on these texts that you get.
Other ones I get is, it looked like it's from PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your $450 buy is coming. It's going to be delivered, and just click here. And I'm like, first of all, I didn't use PayPal for that much money, but it looks real.
It does.
And so, but those are the ones you get rid of. And you know, banks aren't going to call you. Mm-hmm. IRS isn't going to call you.
Yeah.
They just don't call you.
They just don't have time to be sending you individual texts and calls.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. And, you know, the ones that come pretty regularly, every couple months, I seem to get one or someone in my family does, is the ones from the post office. Oh, you've got a package. You've
got
this.
One of those before. Yeah.
Click on here because we weren't able to deliver it. We need more information.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, oh, well, what? Because we all have stuff coming in the mail.
What kind of information? Because I've never clicked on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what kind of information they want.
You know, one thing I've noticed about some of these scams, if they're emails, you can check the email address.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the best way to check if it's a scam or not, because it'll be a bunch of letters and numbers and it won't.
Or it'll look like it.
Yeah.
But then you look at it, if you look at it close, no, it's not. It could have PayPal in there. But
it could, and then you start seeing that maybe there's two letters that are transposed.
There you go.
Or there's something added on the end, like you were saying, like numbers, like 5, 6, 7, 8. It's like, well, PayPal's not going to add a bunch of random numbers to the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, always look for misspellings. I mean, these scammers, they get a lot of money, but they do it in bulk, and they frequently are misspelling or the grammar's wrong or something like that.
They come from another country in most cases. Yeah. Okay, romance scams. I have never heard of, okay, tell me about romance scams. Really?
I thought
that's what romance was. It's kind of scamming each other. I mean, in certain ways, you know. Oh, yeah, I'm a brain surgeon. That was
Linda's not here.
Oh,
I
yeah.
See.
Well, no, I'm braver than hell when she's not here. I mean, yeah, unfortunately, she's probably listening. So,
anyway. When you get home, she'll say, let's re-talk about those romance scams.
Those romance scams. Yeah. Okay, so what's that?
So what we see is that... So a lot of people meet each other nowadays on these dating apps, dating platforms. The person, you know, might not live around here frequently.
Yeah.
They don't. You talk on the platform for a while and you end up, okay, we'll start texting each other and they build this relationship and there's that connection. But they always have an excuse of why they can't meet you, why they can't come out but you have the connection. Maybe they say, maybe they're in the military or they live in another state or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So then they end up, getting to the point where they start asking for money. Like, oh, I finally have a weekend to come see you, but I don't have enough money. And they try to get you to send them money to come out and see them. Or, oh, this emergency came up. But it's after the long-term established relationship.
Yeah, you might have been talking to him for months.
Right. So you feel like, hey, no, I know this person. They've been sending me pictures. And especially with AI out there now.
Oh, my God. I was going to ask you about that AI. People are...
They can send a picture of anything.
Did you see this woman married her AI partner? It was, I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't
they had pictures
that.
Of the wedding, of the wedding. They were, you know, they had, what he looks like, and they had a computer there, and she married him in Japan.
No, I hadn't seen
Are you
that.
Kidding me?
But AI is making this worse because now this person who, you might think it's a female and it's a guy, but he's able to create all these, not only pictures, but can create videos talking about stuff that they are talking about. So you really think that you are talking to this person who presents who they are.
Yeah.
And unfortunately that is happening. That is, they're getting a lot of money. Romance scams, federally, is reported to be about $1.14 billion annually is, scammed out of people. It's one of the highest reported losses of any type of form or imposter scam.
That's reported. Some people
all
of a sudden realize, oh, gosh, I'm an idiot. And they don't say anything about it.
Right.
This is not like a dating platform where, you talk to somebody and you meet them necessarily. But even that can be scams because you're just relying on what they tell you.
Yeah.
So,
you got to protect yourself. That's probably not the best situation to get into. You need to look for those types of flags like we've been talking about, never really able to meet up in person. You can also do searches online. You can take those images that are being sent to you and do like a reverse image. Maybe that image will come up and show that it was AI generated or
that it comes from somewhere else and you'll find it.
Yeah, or it was used with five other people who have now wrote statements online that, hey, this person scammed me as well. Or you can search whatever job they said they have or their name.
Yeah.
There's a lot of searches you can just get online and do yourself to see. Is this person legitimate or are they not? So, and we see this locally. We've had stuff reported of this exact thing locally.
Wow.
We have unfortunately, an elder here locally that has been reported from people who care about this individual many times, but they continue to send money over to Brazil to someone who they're in a relationship with, and it's been a lot of money.
There's a scam also going on horse sales from people that are in horses. Mm. There's this one that's supposedly out of Texas, and they've got great prices on these really good horses. And when you look at it, if you know anything about horses and the cost of horses, that's way, way too low. Then you start researching.
Too good to be true.
It's too good to be true.
Yeah.
Then you start researching, and other people are jumping into it, too, and they're using horse pictures from other legitimate sites they're putting in there, but people are still sending them $5,000 just to hold the horse.
Yeah, hold the horse because I want to get out there. And it's, people, whether it's a horse, I mean, we can relate with horses because we've both spent lots of time looking for a horse that could be very, very difficult. So the scammers are going to take anything like that, whether it be a horse or maybe a particular type of dog or anything, that they are going to capture somebody else's legitimate sell information and then use that as a scam. And it's always, hey, they're going fast. Give me a $50 holding fee. Give me a $500 holding fee. Those, you just don't.
And you get a thousand of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't give that money.
No.
It's just not worth it. You're going to end up losing it. It's a scam. There's so many scams. They do that with rentals and houses.
Okay. Have we had, real quick, we only got a couple minutes. Have we had a case here in town where somebody sold somebody's house? Have you, I mean, you see these ads, somebody can sell your house and this will give you protection.
Hmm.
But I have never heard of anybody actually having their house sold by somebody because,
you know, I'd have to ask, Lucky. He handles all of our, those types of cases.
I'm just wondering.
It's not ringing a bell. I know we've had various real estate type situations, but I don't know if one ultimately resulted. We've had them where they've transferred the down payment wire fraud and it's been deflected and they've taken their entire down deposit. I know we've had a big variety of those, but actually selling the house, I don't know. I'd have to ask.
All right. Stephanie Bridget, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
For the updates of everything that's going on. Again, tomorrow, Heather Hadwick, hopefully at 7, and then Scott Seaton at 8. Have a very good day, my friends, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.